médaillé d'or et champion olympique.
Gold medalist and Olympic champion, Scotty Scheffler.
Représentant les États-Unis d'Amérique.
Representing the United States of America.
We're back. Missing Austin and Maya, but I'm here joined by the man himself, Kyle Da Silva.
What's happening?
And Nico Mendoza.
Yes, sir.
And it is 10:29 in the morning.
It's a beautiful Sunday morning.
I kind of like it.
It's great.
I love this. Yeah, I've got my cup of coffee, so I'm ready to rip.
The morning pod is great.
Usually I'm a little sleepy in the afternoon, or, well, late
evening,
night.
Yeah, evening.
Pod,
so well, we normally do it at 9 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, and I'm always just gassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the tournaments happen, and then we got to take our notes and do that. But now with the Olympics, it finished at
it's
what?
Done.
8 a.m., 8:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
It's probably late for them over there. It was great. What a great Olympics.
Unreal.
Just top to bottom. Not only golf, but especially golf for us. It feels different.
It definitely feels different. I fucking love it.
Yeah, I wanted to lead with like how much this Olympics felt important to the players.
It definitely did. And it was different this time around.
Very unimportant in Rio. Like, very unimportant.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the one Justin Rose won.
The first one reinstilled, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then we needed Tiger to be the spokesperson for the Olympics. And he didn't even make it.
Because of the Zika virus?
No, I don't think he qualified. It was by world ranking.
Oh.
At that time?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think, yeah, he didn't. He definitely didn't.
So he didn't qualify. And you can't just... You don't have a selection committee, which I sort of think is a mistake, but you just go.
Yeah, it's interesting how they do it. Like, do we know who the committee is? It's just like the Olympic.
No, it's just world ranking.
Yeah, but the committee
there's
itself,
an Olympic golf committee.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, I don't know who's on that.
It's within the IOC, International Olympic Committee. And so.
Yeah, so I think that's weird. I'd be curious to see who's on that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's.
But yeah, it is weird because I just think Bryson should be there. But
yeah, exactly. Especially with this live thing that just threw such a wrinkle in it. Like there probably should have been other players in it. Bryson was close though. I think it was the Olympics were picked after the U.S. Open he won.
Yeah, it I was think you're right. Yeah.
If that that's the up. If that's the case, then he's ahead of players. Is he not?
No, he was ninth in the world at that point.
And is Colin in the top 10?
I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
and I believe Wyndham was too.
Interesting. Okay, so you just didn't make it.
Zach Johnson's probably on the board. That has to be what it is.
the reigning Ryder Cup captain gets 2 years on the board or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
I can see that.
No, Bryson should have been there, but I like had this a pipe dream of like all three standing there were Americans.
That'd be sick.
I would have loved
excluding
that.
Colin. That would have been sick.
That would be kind of sick.
That would be kind of sick.
I did Colin end up. I didn't never saw him. So
not great.
Not that great.
I think he finished at 9. I don't have my phone on me right now, but I'll leave it up to you. Why do you think this Olympics mattered so much more?
I couldn't freaking tell you. It's mattered to me. I've really enjoyed watching golf.
Do the Olympics matter as much as when we were kids with social media and all that stuff? But I'm talking golf specifically, okay, but just in general, even the Olympics as a whole.
Yeah, golf specifically, I mean, I think it's just got like a couple years under its belt and like we've seen it. And
a
so
third
like
time.
Now I kind of like it. Like I was dubious at first
right.
of golf in the Olympics.
Great word.
Yeah.
I was never trepidatious about the Olympics.
But I will say I want more now. I want team and individual.
That's
oh,
coming up later.
Oh, you want team.
I want
you
team.
That's coming
team.
Up later.
Why is there no team? Let's make this like swimming. Let's get a freaking like.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming up. That's the next topic I want to talk about. But
okay.
I just think the Olympics, I mean, even Rom said he wasn't sure how much this would mean until the tournament is over. And once it was over in the interview, he said it. His loss was hurting way more than he was expecting.
Saw that. Yeah, he was like crying.
Yeah.
Or not really, but
where in golf do you see someone care if they finish second or third?
Where in golf do you see where they're upset if they finish fourth?
Right,
because they don't walk out with $1 million. They walk out with nothing not on a podium, right?
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with it, obviously, but when you're eighth and you just take your hat off, go, I have next week $750,000, and I'm happy, and I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, it just hits different. They're not playing for money. They're playing for their
country.
Well,
they also don't know if they're going to make it to the next
one. Exactly. They have 4 years. until the next one.
So right. much can happen in that span of time. Scotty could not be in the next Olympics. That's not going to happen, but it's
very well. It's very the well truth. Could be. And it was crazy to see. It was funny to see, how many of these professional golfers are doing the junior golfer after they finish. They put their head to the sky like, damn it. Like, I could have saved the stroke golfer. Here and there. You know what I'm talking about? Every yeah. junior golfer is upset with the round after. They whip yeah. their hat off, hit themselves, and they like frustratingly shake their hand with their partners.
That's I have so never true. Seen Scottie Scheffler show any form of animation until yeah. hole 17.
What crazy.
Today. That was crazy. He's never one, yeah. fist bumped, done anything.
Coolest thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
Other than that basketball shot, I think.
Other than the shaky yeah. Cloverfield camera. Yeah. Do you understand that reference?
Not even of a little
the,
bit.
When he played
the
basketball?
Cloverfield?
Yeah, I do know.
Wow.
Surprisingly, I know that.
That was crazy.
Never seen the movie.
To me that reference.
So that movie specifically, I forgot what era it was. You know, it was first of its time, but it was like a shaky way they filmed it.
Wow.
Like, so it was like supposed to be like realistic.
A couple, yeah.
Like a
apocalypse
POV.
Type of, yeah, POV camera. And then they just like purposely were like.
The whole movie.
The guys on yeah. crack and coffee at the same time.
Never saw it, but for some reason I understood.
A little much. Yeah. It was a little much. But anyways,
yeah.
Back to the Olympics. Like they, even Tommy on 18, he looked like he was gonna cry after he made that putt, and I yeah. couldn't tell if it was because he was frustrated that he was like, "I let it get away," because he was tied for the leader point, or if it was just pride, or if it was everything.
Definitely pride. He finished second.
Yeah.
Yep.
He wanted the silver medal.
He's in his home continent.
Got outplayed, but
yeah, yeah. And
what can you do?
You know, the announcers did him dirty on his second shot on 18. They were basically saying how Tommy's never been in a position like this in his entire career and how he would handle it.
And then
like a big shot
it.
To win a tournament right. or a major.
Right.
And then, yeah, you just, I mean, it was 6-iron from 190. The yeah. pins a flat length away from
wrong,
the water. So
wrong angle.
But I thought they did him dirty there.
They did him dirty. Well, no yeah. doubt. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like it just because like they never do that.
Yeah.
I like true. It. Yeah. Yeah. They had some like, good announcers.
Usually they'll be like a great ball striker here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he hits this close.
Like, they're acting like yeah. he shouldn't even be anywhere near the lead.
Like he's lucky to be there.
Yeah.
If this is a full field event, yeah. he'd funny, be 18th actually. Right now.
Yeah, they did him a little dirty for sure.
Yeah. But the Olympics, it looked like it carried these guys. And I think a big part of it, Xander said, he's like, I watched the swimmers earlier this week and that put a lot of perspective. And they're like, what do you mean by that? He's like, well, they train their whole lives for this moment and they have to wait 4 years. I mean, obviously, there's swimming tournaments in between, but this is the literally
different.
The gold standard of what they do. And it's like, and it comes down to this minute right here. And he's like, it just puts it in perspective about how training and how much things matter here. And I just think when Wyndham Clark is up there next to LeBron James and Simone Biles, and they're hoisting a flag,
that's sick.
It's just like, whoa.
Yeah, it's different.
I'm in the same event as LeBron James.
Yeah.
So I just think that once you get there, you understand the gravity of it. And then
100%.
And the crowd was nuts. There was a huge crowd.
There was
crowd.
A great crowd, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. European crowd always goes off, though.
Yeah, but it was like packed. It was great. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
Le Golf.
Le Golf
brings people out.
Le Golf Club.
Le Golf National.
Le Golfers.
Le Golfers.
Les Olympics. That's how you say Olympics in French.
Les Olympics.
Yeah.
So is LeBron French? Like, is he Bron James?
LeBron.
But now
LeBron.
He's LeBron.
His name's actually just Bron.
His name's just Bron, but then he's French.
But in France, so LeBron. He's LeBron.
Yeah. We gotta look into that because like Barack Obama supposedly wasn't born in America. Maybe LeBron James is not born. Maybe he should be on the French team with him.
Le Obama.
Le Obama.
Le Obama.
Yeah, so I mean this is absolutely amazing. I was very, very thrilled, and I think the whole time I was watching being like under this lens of like how much do they care? Which is probably the wrong way to look at things, but
I did
like,
the exact same thing.
I think I that's kept, the general public's consensus there, but they do care, and they that's what care. Brings I don't know, this energy that it had that it hasn't before.
And this tournament's sick, like it was a teeter totter, like Scotty out of it nowhere. Was.
Dude, if Xander had two, that'd be such a flex.
Crazy.
Who the sick. Fuck can do that?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
And I was going to start being like, is he the Ledecky of golf? Is he Michael Phelps? But
Xander?
Yeah.
I would have argued Michael for player Phelps. Of the year.
I mean, I don't think.
I don't know about that. But.
Two majors like and a gold medal?
I just don't think the gold medal goes into the voting process.
Do you think a gold medal is up there with winning a major championship?
100%. I do.
A major?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
I don't know about a major.
Is it worth more than the players?
I'd say it's pretty close to the players.
But it's not worth the same as a, let's say, PGA championship?
That's a good comparison.
It is a much smaller field.
I would say
it's the live event of majors.
Yeah, it's a Kyle DeSilva. It's like, that's where's tough, Bryson? Yeah. Where's, the Brooks? Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, but it felt like a major championship leaderboard.
It was a good leaderboard.
Kind of live-ish, kind of the top six. Everyone else, if you look after the top six, you're like, I can see why they're not up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Abraham Answers of the world. But Scotty comes out.
Shots fired.
Shots.
I mean, Tommy Fleetwood almost won. How fucking cool of an event can this be?
Yeah, right?
According to the announcers.
He shouldn't even be there. Didn't even pick the right angle.
He's never been there in a position like that.
I like how right after he goes, John Rahm, who's just melting.
Yeah.
He's like, perfect angle. This is what great players do. Took on that water so he could get to this right pin.
70 feet.
Yeah, it's just a terrible shot. Yeah. Like, when I woke up this morning, I had my alarm set for the first tee time, which was 3:39. Didn't wake up. Woke up again at like 6-ish, and then it was like, I saw John Rahm on 10. And at that point, he had a 3-shot lead?
I believe it was four.
Four once he got 11. To 11.
Yeah.
But when I woke up, 3-shot lead, then to 4. And so I'm just thinking, wow, this guy's going to run away with it. Shot 31 on the front. Sky shoots 29 on the back. Rahm shoots 39 on the back.
Crazy.
10-stroke swing on the back nine. And I go to bed thinking, well, when did you guys went to bed, who did you think was going to win?
Xander
Schauffele.
Yeah.
Did not even consider Scotty.
Nope. And then I wake up thinking John Rahm's going to win. And then Scotty, out of nowhere, wins 210 under.
Yeah, I meant to wake up a little earlier, woke up late, and just saw Scotty 62. And I was like,
yeah,
holy shit.
I woke up, saw Instagram, Scotty 29 on the back nine.
Yeah.
Freaking
and
wild.
And then just sent a text in the group chat, Scotty ..
Nuts,
wow, man. All caps.
Yeah. And Scotty's quote was, on Saturday, he's like, you know, I'm just plotting, just hitting shots, and just waiting to get hot.
He just wanted to have fun out there.
I was going to bring that up. Nico hated that Scotty's goal for the Olympics was to have fun.
So it's to have fun. Everyone else.
And then he freaking wins.
And he had a lot of fun.
He had a lot of fun.
The most fun.
Everyone put gold. And then.
I don't know why. I just don't like
my
that.
Pick. Minwoo picked, put medal or podium or something. And I was like, he's not winning it. Don't have that dog.
I think that's better than having fun, though, to be honest.
It is, yeah. Then Scotty goes on and wins.
And then he wins, of course.
And then he wins.
So I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, but he's absolutely amazing. He just
got hot.
Putter got hot. And there he goes.
It's amazing that all this man needs to do is putt halfway decent
and
he wins the event.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't brought it. I was kind of teeing you up for your headline. What's your headline again for Scotty?
I don't know.
From orange to gold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the American dream.
The American dream.
Jail cell to the podium.
From orange to gold.
From orange to gold. all right.
The American dream there.
That do we have anything else to talk about with the Olympics? Great golf course.
Well, are we going
to
talk about team or no?
Yeah, even better.
Right.
Because I hope they do team.
That's right. So.
Well, America's going to win every time because we have double the amount of players.
Well, that's they would have to litigate that.
It'd be cool if it was a relay. You just have one guy play one round.
I guess you could just do two.
Huh?
Good speed. Like a drive, chip, and putt competition?
Colin plays round one. Wyndham plays round two.
Who's the third?
Yeah, Xander plays round three.
Like the
and then Scotty's our anchor.
Relay.
But they would have to have everyone have four players.
That's true. Yeah. That is the problem.
Which is hard. Like,
not every country.
Like, not really.
How is Greece going to have four players?
You just find two more Greece guys.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah. No chance, though.
The only problem is you would have to keep them for 2 weeks at that point.
Why?
Because
we still need the stroke.
Yeah, that's true.
Still.
Brandon was talking about how he's heard the rumblings, how people want team, and they're like, his argument is team structure doesn't work.
Match play.
He's like, the only team structure.
That would be a lot of time, though, yeah.
He's like, the only team structure that's worked is the Ryder Cup. The President's Cup is still not there because they haven't won the internationals. And I'm like, I don't know. It kind of seems like they care. Like, USA seems pumped up for that. And then he was saying, PNC Championship doesn't work.
Love
this is
PNC.
Secretly because he's just a Liv hater.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
If team is inserted in the Olympics, it will give so much weight to the Liv team stuff.
It probably will be next year.
It has to
There's
be.
A way to do
they
it.
They saw the crowd. Obviously, viewership was probably pretty good.
One medal for golf?
Is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So if we could do some sort of, I was thinking like 36-hole stroke play.
The team portion?
No, stroke play. 36-hole stroke play, for individual.
I kind of like the four.
Dude, just
though.
Do team after individual.
What if you do, I mean, what if you just do the Liv way? You just add up
the scores. Just the college way?
Yeah, college way.
College way and have two ceremonies? Oh, you could.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I want match play.
I do want something separate.
I do
though.
Want separate. Stableford. Yeah, like compared to swim.
Stableford.
No.
Dude.
The international system for golf.
If they did Stableford, then Stableford would become more important. This is all I'm saying. You just need to put stuff at the forefront, and then it matters.
No, I'm out.
Dude, give me match play for individual too for the gold medal. Just fuck it. Have guys go match play.
Be in France for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would take so long.
Yeah. No, I think I like swimming, it's like to win a gold, you just do one freestyle.
Yeah, you but don't there's do four 80 rounds. Different competitions in swimming.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you don't do four rounds of freestyle. Like, why don't we just do like, screw it. Let's have four medals. Let's do one 36-hole competition, team, 18, 5 rounds.
You're confusing the shit out of me, but I like where it's going.
Yeah, but so, I still like a lot more medals.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, I'm just saying like, let's do a medal a day.
I like it.
Instead of like, just do a medal a day. 36 holes one day.
I still just want a relay somehow.
Yeah. I like that too. Yeah. I like that too.
Individual, swim so okay. Good. Keep the individual tournament. Keep everything the same. But the first round counts for team for one guy. Then the second round counts for the other guy.
How about?
Oh yeah.
How about every 6 holes?
That's what? Fucking crazy. What? But I like that.
So then let's say Scotty plays the first 6 because that matches him better. And then Colin is waiting on number 7. And then Scotty goes up with a smile, slaps him on the hand. Ooh. Colin plays 7 through 12.
We just put Wyndham on all the dog leg rights. Fucking nailed.
But that's a relay. That's a 3-man.
On all the hard iron shots.
I kind of like that.
3-man relay where they just play 6 holes at a time would be sick. Their energy levels would still be high. And then they could play a lot more rounds. Like something like that. Like,
if you could do that and do match play, I think that'd be sick.
All right. I don't know where you're going. Well,
we're just throwing
and
a bunch of stuff.
That would be sick, though.
But then my only fear is if you do it like that, it gets a little bit like
gimmicky.
Livy, where they're just kind of like smiling through the whole thing, laughing the entire time. It doesn't mean as much as it does. Where Tommy looks like he's going to cry, Rob looks like he's going to cry, and Scotty did cry on the podium. Like,
well, there's a reason why Tommy. Oh, they're talking about a different Tom. Never mind. Never mind.
That was my idea for the Olympics. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. But we just need somehow to get more medals.
We need more.
If we just get 2 medals for the guys and 2 medals for the girls, 4 medals in golf, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But just 2 medals total, just stroke play is a little too small, in my opinion.
Well, now that there's some weight behind it, I think they're going to look and see how they can expand golf.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Was this the third Olympics?
Third time. Yeah.
Last story, kind of crazy. AMC right now is doing a special where they're showing the Olympics at the movie theater.
What?
So,
that's cool.
I went on Saturday before. I had to go to Disneyland the whole day. And there was nobody there. It was just me. And I was like,
wait, what did you
in
watch?
In theory, I could see how it could work, but also not at all.
You know, if I could, is it a theater where you get food and drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It sounds fun until nobody's there.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Doing it solo would suck.
Yeah, girlfriend did not come with me.
Oh, you were dead solo.
I was dead solo.
You went solo.
I was like the only one there. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, I watch a lot of movies alone too and stuff like that.
In a theater?
Yeah. Dude, when I was single, it was bad. I used to go to Angel Games because it's 8 minutes from the range.
Yeah.
And I used to just like, and like parking was $5, walk over. And when I was first doing social media, mm-hmm. I'll just sit in a nosebleed and do social media while I was at an Angel game.
Well, that sounds kind of
nice.
If I'm
single
you're like
and
working.
Alone, I'm just going to jerk off. Like, I don't need to fucking do any of this other shit.
I mean, based on what I'm doing in the parking lot.
The differences in life.
Well,
Josh is over there grinding in the bleeders.
All I'm going to say is,
over here grinding in his bedroom.
How long does your jerk offs take? Like, my sessions are not that long.
I mean, a baseball game's like 7 hours, so I wouldn't need that.
I don't need the whole thing. Dude, Angel tickets are like $6 at that time.
That's true, but
and so I just go in
free for the most part.
I just go in real quick and watch a game, catch the vibes, and then go jerk off at home.
That's true. He does he does both. Best of both worlds.
It just doesn't take that long.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, shit.
If I've learned anything from this podcast is Kyle's jerk sessions take a long time.
I guess so. Yeah. I really think about it. Yeah.
Do you have to like put it in your calendar?
No.
Takes that long?
No.
No. All right. All right. This is a good bounce, bad bounce. I'll go first because I'm very proud of mine.
Are you?
My good bounce is Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
I think he single-handedly has saved the Olympics.
I agree.
When did Snoop become so loved and adored?
Well, he's always been loved and adored, but...
Isn't he like a Crip or a Blood or something? I don't...
Yeah,
I
never seen...
He's got that Crip log.
Crip. He's a Crip. Yeah, you're right.
I think he's a Crip.
Aren't the Bloods the ones who can't say words that start with the letter C?
C.
Yeah.
Or is it the other way?
This is Gangster Corner.
No, you can't say...
Like...
I saw a TikTok.
You can't say something's cool, like it's bull.
Yeah.
You know?
So I saw a TikTok where a Blood went through McDonald's drive thru.
Oh,
it was
this
like,
hilarious.
I want a Boppa Bit Bookie. And they're like, what's up, picking nuggets? And they're like, we got you. Like, on Blood. And he's like, drove through.
On Blood. Oh, man.
Oh, all right. Our entire audience is just lost now. All right. So
we back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know when it started, the love for Snoop, but you know what it was? It was the marijuana stuff.
What?
When he was super pro weed, when everyone was smoking weed and just waiting for it to legalize, which be careful what you wish for, right? He was like super popular at that time.
I agree.
He's always been smoking on camera. Don't get me wrong.
He's always been popular, but I agree. It's just escalated.
But then he would say something super high, and he sounded high, and he would say something really funny, and he like encapsulated a culture.
Yeah, you're right.
And
he is the culture.
He's
the culture in
the
that
vulture.
Sense. Yeah. Of
the
vulture.
He can
and,
say the C. He can.
Yeah, that's right. He's got the culture.
And little did we know that that was like the harbinger to him becoming a really hilarious announcer. But yeah.
He is hilarious.
So what was your bounce about, actually?
Just Snoop.
Snoop Dogg saving the Olympics.
Just Snoop.
That video.
Snoop being Snoop.
I've watched all Snoop Dogg content now, like with the Olympics.
I need to watch more because that one was hilarious.
That's my favorite one. So he gets French food with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, all the time.
At a three-time Michelin star restaurant.
I was wondering why he said they got 3 stars.
He's like, I don't like this 3-star rating.
I'm going to give it but it's a 3 more. Because he got 2 stars right
here.
We
got 2 stars sitting right here, so now it's going to be a 5-star.
Like, how did he come to think of that?
Like, well, my favorite part of it was, he's like, what's this? And Martha Stewart's like, this is tartar.
Yeah.
And then he had that little chip that comes with the tartar. And he's like, is this a tortilla?
Yeah. Like, how does he think of that?
A tortilla.
That killed me. Oh, man.
I haven't seen this clip.
You got to see
it. Oh, my God.
We should honestly play
I'm honestly happy that I haven't, so I get to watch it.
Should we play it on the pod so everyone
sure, can
enjoy
I can
it?
Play
it. I'll get it.
They didn't cook it, though. It's tartar. Tartar. No way. Is this a tortilla?
Is that a tortilla?
What is it? A chicken wing?
Escargot.
Oh, hell.
Chicken wing? Escargot.
I'm sure it was on your bingo card.
Holy shit. Just a
3-star Michelin restaurant.
Mike Tirico coming in after like, I'm sure that wasn't on your bingo card.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
They're showing that in the middle of the Olympics coverage.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
And then him, I didn't see the full video, but him at the horse... I don't even know what it's called, but like the horses stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
His outfit was just hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great good bounce there.
Tortilla.
Tortilla.
What is this, a tortilla?
Holy shit, him throwing the escargot in a three-star Michelin fucking restaurant.
Well, it's a 3 out of 5 restaurant. He's got a
3 out of 5. Oh my god.
3 out of 5 in his mind.
Oh my
Holy
god.
Shit.
Yeah, good old Snoop.
Yep. So that's my good bounce. Snoop saving the Olympics.
Great one.
All right, Kyle?
Mine's nowhere near as funny. It's not even funny. It's just American dominance.
In golf.
In golf.
Okay, it's I was going to say.
We've won all 4 majors.
Because players.
Like, oh, yeah, we're not dominating.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because I was low-key going to say, China has more.
No, China has more, definitely.
Yeah. Freaking China.
That's because from the age of like 4 months, they're bred to be Olympians. And
well,
you know
we have
what?
More medals.
Go them.
But we have more medals.
That's
they
such an
gold.
American way of looking at it. Oh, but we have more second and third place finishes. No one gives
a shit
about
that. I don't know if that's an American
that.
Way.
You think China, you is think we American? Would care if China had more medals? We'd be like, no, we have more golds. We're better.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd always skew it to where the Americans have the advantage.
Yeah.
I guess that's just kind of American, yeah.
But I will say on Yahoo or on Google when you Google
Yahoo?
It.
Yeah, on Yahoo.
Sorry,
Yahoo.
On Google.
The Korean came out.
The crazy thing is I still read a lot of Yahoo Sports. But on
is it
Google,
good?
It's so good. On Google, when you type in Olympic medal count, China's on the top because it has more gold.
Yeah.
They don't do it by medal count. They do it by the gold. So you're right.
Yeah, no, they do have a lot of golds.
They've only got 2 more.
Oh, we're chilling.
Yeah.
We're chilling.
But we're America. We should be better.
I think by the end of it, we will.
So it's a bust.
Well, I'll tell you where we're not going to win one is 3v3 basketball.
That's what I've heard.
We're getting just wrecked.
Yeah, we're
aren't we?
Yep. And Chase Buttinger, tall redhead, now is a volleyball player. Played for Houston Rockets for a while.
That's right.
That's fucking dope.
Crazy.
That was
huh?
sick. That was sick.
That was going to also be my good bounce, but
that's a good bounce. He's got some bounces.
So yeah, mine's just American dominance. All 4 majors, players, gold medal.
Yeah.
We're just better.
And I texted in the group chat. I was like, well, it's because we have Scotty and Xander.
Well, obviously.
If those two weren't born, it may not be. We may not be as dominant this year.
But they were.
But those two guys are. This is Scotty and Xander is dominant type of ordeal.
Yeah.
And this is why other countries just hate us because we're clinging on to.
Right. Not to mention, like,
we are just better as a whole, but it's two guys.
And Xander's like pretty in touch with his Japanese side. And his dad is like fully European.
Yeah.
German, right?
I think he's half German, half Italian or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so like
he's a big boy.
His entire parents, all of his parents do not associate that much with American culture.
That is true.
But we've claimed him.
We've claimed
and
him.
And we have him.
He's ours.
He's American. Yep.
We're better than everybody.
Yeah. Neeks?
All right. My good bounce for the week is for North Korea.
Let's hear it. It's,
you know, them being allowed to go in public and them participating in the Olympics. I think that's...
Oh, instead of being stuck in their country?
Yeah.
So that they have
they
a week
to
of,
go out.
You know what?
They're allowed to leave.
They're probably standing there being like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be nuts.
Like, that thing's lit. That's more... That Eiffel Tower is more lights in our country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be insane for them.
It is pretty wild.
A grocery store that has food in it instead of, like, pictures for propaganda.
It's pretty wild how when you look from up top, bird's eye view, there's like a dark black hole when you look in Asia and there's North Korea because they're not lit up.
It's wild. It's got to be nuts for them.
Yeah. I wonder how archaic North Korea is. Like, has it not changed at all since?
I'm pretty sure it's very archaic.
Like, in the last 15 years, it's become way more in the stratosphere of our mind of, like, what is North Korea doing?
Yeah, because you can like actually
I'm sure
go
behind
there now.
Closed doors, you could ask Dennis Rodman, and he'd tell you the truth.
Right, but it's just stayed the same in 15 years. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
I feel like it's gotten more, but
nobody has a phone.
See, that's wild. Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine
seeing
an iPhone. You're like, what is that
they
device
might have
from
phone.
The future? Like, only our leader has that.
I would love to know way more about.
I'm sure they could have a phone, but no social media. Like, you can't.
Yeah, it probably
in
just
that
doesn't
region,
come with
download.
The ability.
Their brand new phone is the Nokia.
Yeah,
2001.
Exactly. But if you go
to a burner phone, but it's an Apple Nokia. Or not Apple, but iPhone.
Yeah. If you go to other countries too, there's certain websites you can't go on, certain apps that aren't downloadable. Yada yada.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I'm glad they get to come and compete and
for sure.
See other parts of the world.
But if they see
it's
that, like,
nuts.
How do they not?
How do, go, how do they back? Go back?
How do they not spread the word?
That too.
You know.
Oh, 100%. There's some form of control there.
I think they perform for their lives, is my guess. Like, if they medal, then they survive. That's my conspiracy.
And we just never hear about him?
I'm pretty sure that...
Like North Korea.
Yeah.
My conspiracy is that North Korea, if they come back and they don't want them to share what they saw,
right,
they're gone.
It is also
unless
wild.
They win a medal.
It is also wild. Like, I'm Korean, so I could say this stuff. They're like, if we, because like we're looking at everything in the world socioeconomically, like through the lens of America, and being like, China's this messed up, and Zimbabwe's this bad, and then like Saudi Arabia's this bad, and mostly everyone who's gone to Saudi Arabia is like, it's freaking awesome,
and that's how the rest of the world views us,
right? And they're like, they love Americans. They're like, you guys are dope. Like, who's this athlete, that athlete? China loves basketball players, if we go after China, like. My Chinese friends will be like, no, you guys kind of have it misunderstood. Like, they're ultimately all about the economy and that they want to work relationally, but we do have one leader of the government. That's probably about as far as it goes. I don't know.
For sure.
There's no North Koreans here.
Yeah.
There's none. There's no North Koreans anywhere except North Korea. And so it's just kind of like, that is mind blowing. Like, there's not a single one who's like been able to get out.
It's crazy.
And they don't work with other countries. It's like, even China's like, do we really need to get involved? We really don't want to start this war. Like, let's settle down here. You know, like it is wild that there are no North Koreans to come out and.
Yeah, I would love to know more about North Korea.
Yeah, but we can't because they literally can't get out. Whereas China, like, plenty of people get out. And it's not even getting out. They like freely have the choice to come to America. Yeah. Right? Like,
it's insane.
It's insane. All right, my bad bounce. How do I go about this?
Juicy.
Okay, my bad bounce is confusion because this whole boxer, female, Iman Khalif thing. At first it came out. Kyle, what's your take?
At first it came out that she is a male that has, I don't know what it's called.
Right.
She's transgender. Yeah. She's transitioned to female. Now the news is she was born a woman. But she, what is it? It's like she's an Aphrodite. She's both. She's got XXY. She has a chromosome. But she failed a gender test.
By a different organization.
Yes.
And
her level of testosterone is that of a young male.
Right. And the IBA disqualified her. And then the IOC was like, send us your tests. And they're like, no. So then the IOC was like, okay, we'll do our own test. And she passed.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
But she was born a woman.
Confusion, yeah.
But then also, I could see people if they're like, Nico, what's your take?
Well, based on that,
At
first I was like, why is this like a thing?
We can agree that if a guy becomes a girl, we don't want him
beating up
who is now a her beating up on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was my original.
Let me also add that in Algeria, it's illegal to be transgender.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure that was gonna be my funny twist to it. I'm pretty sure Algeria is the number one country to be like, no transgender women are allowed in this country.
It's dead ass illegal.
Yeah.
So there's no way she can be, but just all of the confusion around it. If it ends up, which it really seems like, if it's true that she is a woman, it's fucking terrible what like the news and press is doing to her.
Right.
But if it's the other way around, then obviously all of it's well deserved.
Interesting.
But it's Algeria, man. Like, if it was like London or like America, I'd be like, what the hell, man?
That's a good point.
The girl she fought against in the first fight where all this sort of came about, she withdrew in 45 seconds.
45 seconds.
And said she's never been hit that hard in her entire life. Now, obviously, that's to make a statement, I think, as well.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
But the punch, like, literally caused her face mask to, like, rotate.
I mean, like, it's definitely dangerous
Also,
otherwise, she's just the GOAT. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Well, also, here's the other thing. Her boxing record is 52-43. This girl sucks at boxing.
She's not that good.
She's terrible. Like, she is, like...
That's so
like,
crazy.
In boxing, you, like, can't lose.
Yeah.
Like, the greatest boxers don't lose.
You have, like, three losses, you're washed.
You're
and
washed.
You suck.
This girl has, like, nearly a 500 record.
Yeah.
So, like, the more I read on it, I was like... That other girl sucks at boxing.
Sucks.
Yeah, it just sucks. Yeah.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. So, maybe she probably hits hard. She's probably like a Wyndham Clark. Hits really far, but can't control the curvature.
A lot of power.
Yeah, a lot of power, but, like, you know, kind of swings too hard and then gets exposed. And
interesting.
Then, I don't know. That's boxing corner.
I see
corner.
The confusion, and now I'm even more confused.
Yeah, I just don't. I think she's very beatable. I don't think she's going to win both.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. Fucking confusing. No, right. But I think that much.
To me, it's the whole her record and to Algeria.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Algeria is not letting this happen.
At all.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I so, gotcha. Kyle?
That was a confusing bad bounce.
Yeah. I think we handled that well.
We did.
Yeah.
I think in a confusing manner.
Right.
So we're transitioning to me.
Yep. Bad bounce. Transition from the good to the bad.
Yeah. Mine is for Tom Kemp. He's finally going to have to get in immaculate shape. Josh rags on him all the time. He's probably like 1% body fat overweight, but that's going to change. Because he now has to go into the Korean army because he didn't podium in the Olympics.
How freaking wild is that? And Ben-On. Ben-On's going to get in shape.
Ben-On too.
That's right.
It's a nuts way of saying, hey, you don't have to join the army if you podium in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it gives those players like so much more like pressure.
And he played great. He shot 300.
He played like, with Scotty today. Yeah, right? Imagine playing with Scotty and you're watching him win gold. He's smiling. He's happy. He's this and that. And he's like, and Tom's like, fuck, dude, I have to go to the army.
It's just dawning over him. It's Tom Kemp. There's got to be a way around it.
No, we made Sungmoon Bae go to the army.
That's true. And he just won. I wonder if like, can he just become an American citizen?
Get rid of all, but then doesn't he give up his Korean citizenship?
Yeah. What? Who cares?
I don't know. It's tough. I mean, if you have family and this and that, you're probably giving up a lot in sponsorships as well.
But then, like, BTS, the popular Korean group, the reason they have made music, they're all in the army. The oldest one just finished. But you can sing and dance, and like the Korean army has talent shows and stuff. Like, I'm sure they're still practicing performing.
Yeah, but 2 years is a long time, man.
In golf, you don't practice golf for 2 years or just practice on the weekends, which is usually what they do. You're going to lose it.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to lose it. And so it's a way, I think it's higher stakes than, like, when BTS comes back, they'll sing and dance great. And even if they don't, the fans will still go crazy, right?
Yes and no. They're going to be replaced by 10 other bands that have come out in that time.
Maybe. But I do think just skill-wise, like, if we're just talking pure skill, it's way harder to upkeep a golf game in 2 years. Just 100%. Not playing for 2 years.
Sungmoon Bae was pretty good. Especially this time of
their lives. Sungmoon's great.
Now he's fantastic. Now you never hear his name. No one on this podcast probably even knows who he is.
Right. Or listening to the podcast.
Or listening.
Yeah.
You know, probably knows who he is. But we know, because we're OG just golf nerds.
And he was pure, man.
Bae Sang-moon was him for a period of time.
Yep. That is a bad bounce. I'm sure, I would certainly hope.
But that hopefully do something Tommy comes it. Out ripped and hitting the ball like 330.
Yeah, that would be sick. Oh, I'd be all in on the Tom Kemp trade.
Yeah.
Too young. Be sick. All right. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. That's pretty funny. All right, Nico.
My bad bounce. A lot of bad bounces for this gentleman. John Rahm, just simply put. Just a terrible back.
Is he going to the army?
He should go to the army.
I mean, he doesn't need to go to the army. His fourth place finish is fine.
He should go to the army.
If that's
after
Tom
that.
Kim, I mean, I would feel so fucking
that's
bad.
That's so true. Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
I mean, he had an easy medal and just blew it on the
he
back.
He did
end.
Blow it.
What was he at total? At that? It was at 20, right? Or was he at 21?
He was at 20.
He finished 16.
Yeah. He finished 20.
He finished 15.
So he wins by one if he plays even par from holes 12 to 18.
I mean, also, like, Xander shot 38 on the back.
Yes.
Par 35.
Xander and Wyndham tied. And I was talking all sorts of smack on Wyndham to start the week.
Wyndham came
five
back.
Over 1600 in the last three rounds.
Yeah.
That's great play.
He just has a better first round. He's fucking hoisting the trophy. Which I would have just...
That would have
hated
been
and loved at the same time.
I love Wyndham.
I go back and forth on Wyndham.
I do too. That's a good. The thing I like about Wyndham is, like, he's got a good golf swing.
Yeah,
he looks
good.
Quite athletic. I just think I love that he curves the ball 30, 40 yards. I think it's cool. Is it good for playing high level golf? No.
Yeah.
I think he just
gets a little crazy.
Like, because if it doesn't curve, you're 40 yards left.
Yeah. I have nothing against Wyndham's golf game. Obviously, I talk about him slicing the ball 50 yards all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just the ridiculous statements he makes in the media doesn't back it up.
Yeah.
Like, but you're not also, Rory McIlroy where you can do this shit.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I mean, look at Rory. He bashes on the Olympics and then plays in the next two. Obviously cares about it. But that's just Rory.
That's Rory. He did that with the Ryder Cup. Who does that with the Ryder Cup?
He did do that with the Ryder Cup and then pulled his shoulder from high-fiving Sergio so hard in that exact Ryder Cup.
Greatest exhibition he's ever played
in. It's funny that he did that with the Ryder Cup and then did it again with the Olympics.
He like, can't how does he help
not himself? Learn? Standard how does he Rory, not though. Learn?
He's actually, an Irishman, man. He's just like...
He's got no home.
Himself. I've grown to almost love it. Yeah. Like, for him to bash on something and then just love it 2 months later.
Yeah. I think it's a Northern Irish thing, too.
Because also, that was another thing with the original Olympics. He didn't identify as an Irishman.
Yeah. Well, I think they...
No, you have to identify as, like, Northern or...
Well, now he was Irish, though.
No, he plays for Team Ireland, but they asked him, like, do you not have pride in being Irish? And he's like, I don't know. I don't live there.
Yeah,
like,
I'm assuming
he was really weird about it. He's I was
super
born there.
Young, high horse Rory, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Right.
That you're coming off your fourth major versus a guy that's...
For sure. And he loves it. Rory, just quickly, he pulled another him at the U.S. Open, number 14 at the par 5. He had a wedge in the water on 15. Dead middle of the fairway that where Scotty hit it to like a foot.
Where are we talking about here?
At the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Le Golf National.
We're talking about Le Golf.
And he just like hit a wedge that he thought was in the hole and it went in the water. He was on his knees and made double and missed the medal by two.
That changes the momentum quite
a bit. He just keeps doing things like this, and that's the difference. Is he's just not as sharp at the wrong times. Too aggressive, maybe.
Definitely,
I don't think so.
I think it's aggressive.
Well, Scotty hit a wedge to that very front pin, taking something off, landed short, hit it to a foot.
Yeah, that's true.
Just the precision that you need out there. And Rory is so ultra-talented. I think a lot of guys still believe he's the most talented, just raw talent, and just not precise.
Agreed. Yeah. Most do.
Yeah. Anyways, when I saw that, I was like, Rory is charging too.
That's tough to watch.
Yeah, John Rahm blew it.
Yeah, a lot of bad bounces.
Absolutely blew it. Well, it's because it's the fourth round. He's just tired.
It's true.
I knew that was
good. That's true. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. He didn't get mad at any of the fans this week either.
No.
That's true.
Great fans.
Drones, probably. Yeah. Ample bathroom.
No drones. That's big for him.
I'm out on drone coverage, by the way.
Like, you don't like it?
Yeah.
Just
like,
give me a blimp.
I think they're getting more careful about it. So, like, now they're further away from the players, and you can't even see anything. And I'm like...
I mean...
I like the camera right behind them. Like, that's good enough for me.
That's true. Yeah. I would, like, kind of maybe... Yeah, just every so often.
Yeah.
Drone.
All right. That was Good Bounce, Bad Bounce. Let's take a break and we'll come back with the leaderboard. All right, we're back. We are going to skip the betting portion because nothing's out. We didn't think this through too much.
We don't think much things through, so at least it's on brand.
Maybe we'll come back on Tuesday and do a second one.
Sure.
For like a 20-minute, 30-minute.
Just bets. Hammer Nelly.
Yeah.
We can hammer some Olympic bets on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then the Wyndham Championship bets will be out too. But so we're going to go straight into the leaderboard. This is a leaderboard of top Olympic sports we would want to be a part of. More specifically, win a medal in.
A gold, yeah.
A gold.
A gold.
A gold.
I'm not just trying to have fun. I'm trying to win a medal.
Right. Neeks, this was your idea.
Yeah.
So you get to go first.
Okay. My number one pick that I would want to win a
medal. Wait. Is it summer and winter or just summer?
Summer.
Summer, okay.
We'll stick to the theme of the month.
Of what's going on right now?
Yeah. And that's going to be powerlifting.
Powerlifting.
Such an auto
I'm going
for you.
Straight gold in powerlifting. Just imagine being the strongest person under a bar.
Okay.
That was so automatic.
Is golf off the list?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Golf is off the list. Okay.
Wow, you going full Rory, huh? You picking real sports?
Yeah, powerlifting is a real sport.
Okay. Kyle?
I'm going with the one that I'm most likely able to win, and that is the relay race as anchor. I want to bring in the gold medal.
The re of...
Track and field.
Track and field.
I
want to
be the anchor.
You are pretty quick.
Hopefully my first three teammates build an insurmountable lead where I can just kind of walk it. Imagine me Imagine me.
I'd start off first, probably.
In a tight ass Olympic, what are they called? Tank top?
Yeah, whatever.
Like leotard? I'm just busting out of the USA.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome, honestly.
Trying to give me the relay thing, I'd drop it. Somehow pick baton. It up and just, yeah. I'm a short distance runner.
You know, we should just for humor, we should do a relay race with the Bad Bounce
boys. Let's do our own version of the Olympics. I'm in.
You'll be the anchor, for sure.
I'm the anchor in everything.
Stin can open up.
But no, honestly, I'd love to win a team track and field
track and
relay.
Track and field is fun. I love track and field.
Yeah. As anchor.
I love the sprints.
So I'm going to approach this holistically. Like, hey, these are the three sports I'm in and I've won golden. Should be sick.
Huh?
I'm going to approach this like a team. Or like, I'm going to approach this like not an alternate universe where I'm in each one.
Okay.
I'm going to approach this an alternate universe where I'm in all three.
At
in
once.
One Summer Olympics, yes.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm going to go with the auto. Give me basketball.
That's fair.
Fuck, I should have thought about that.
That's fair. I thought about that one, yeah.
And then the second one is give me skateboarding.
Yeah, skateboarding's lit.
So really? I'd win a basketball Olympic gold and be an Olympic gold skateboarder. Yeah,
you're just busting down 900s on the fucking...
Whatever it's called.
If I'm on the Olympic team.
I don't picture you picking skateboarding. But.
Yeah,
he dresses like a skateboarder.
But can you imagine if I was like, I want a gold medal with the basketball team, just wetting threes? Specifically, I would like to be the Steph Curry of the team. Into a skateboarding.
He's really thought about this.
Actually, no. You know what?
Multiverse.
I want to be the Joel Embiid. I want to be a 7-foot skateboarder.
Just like... Just
that would be sick.
Make the skateboard look like a tech deck. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Break a couple.
Yeah.
So there we go. Those are my two.
Okay.
That's Kyle? Pretty sweet. Give me the pommel horse.
Okay. Okay.
Just imagine you on me the pommel spinning horse.
I love it, yeah.
They have to reinforce it a little bit for me to get on.
I love that.
I just feel like I'd be good on the pommel horse.
Sure.
And I, for some reason, like watching them just spin like fucking crazy on that thing.
That is pretty entertaining, yeah.
It's like the size of an iPhone or something like that, right?
No, that's the beam.
That's the beam.
For the women. Do the men do that? The beam? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know either.
All right. Just do the pommel horse instead.
Give me the pommel. Give me the pee horse.
Neeks, you get two.
Oh, I get two. Okay. My auto for number two is table tennis.
Oh, wow.
I love ping pong.
Just a power lifter that plays
power
table
tennis.
Oh, I mean, now you're looking at it the way I was looking at
just
it.
Now, now I can't stop looking at it that
way. That way is sick.
Just the rock playing table tennis. Yeah.
That's sick.
I've got power and finesse.
Looks like a spoon in your hand.
That's sick. I like that.
Yeah, so I love that. And then, all right, number three. Whew. To add to that, I'm going to round it off. Just pure athlete at this point, a boxing championship.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's scary.
Like powerlifting, table tennis, boxing.
Dude, I don't think you qualify for boxing.
You'd be in like the ultra mega weight
division. Probably. Actually, yeah, probably. Actually, yeah, I don't know. I don't think you would qualify if it's a powerlifter. Unless you're an Olympic lifter, then you would qualify.
Well, I mean, yeah.
In some universe, maybe you qualify.
100%. In this universe, I can do both.
Okay. And you say you're a girl, so you're fighting in the girls' division, but you won the men's powerlifting division.
Well, remember, you
but I won
be...
the men's powerlifting. Talk about confusing. That's good.
If it was the other way, it would make more sense.
But I think it's funnier that way.
Yeah, it's funnier that way. But the other way, you could actually do it, probably.
That's
soccer's
true.
In the Olympics, right?
Soccer
yes.
is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give me soccer. Give me you football.
Can you imagine if you were a soccer, just a finesse star?
Yeah, I'd be Messi.
100%. He'd be Messi.
I'd be Messi. Messing like Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
like
that's
it.
Your pick?
That's my pick.
Oh, okay.
I feel
soccer,
like
yeah,
winning
wait,
a
what's
soccer
your, what's
medal.
Your trio again?
My trio is anchor. For the track and field relay, specifically anchor.
I love that so specifically
then
anchor.
Then pommel horse.
What an interesting three.
And then give me football.
Football.
I'm specifically Messi. I make a PK to win.
Le football.
Yeah, le football. And that's it. That's
great.
That's
I
good.
Feel like those great. Are best suited for my athletic capabilities as
most
well.
Realistic,
I agree. Hey, you're
sure.
Sneaky quick. I'll die on that hill.
He is sneaky quick.
Soft fourth would be hurdles. I just feel like
just doing the Mario.
I'm just not even hurdles jumping. I'm so running hard through all of them.
The soft fourth hurdler.
What's the rule? If you knock one over, does it add time?
I think you I have no idea. Like a point.
Nico and I can ask this guy that owns the gym we go to. He played in the Olympics hurdles.
Played in the Olympics.
Yeah,
please do. Like I said, that
competed, played.
I don't know. I don't think played is the right one.
Yeah, that's
let's
true.
Say competed.
Partake.
Yeah.
My last one. So I have basketball, I have skateboarding, and there's a couple options I can go with, but
you take break dance.
I was gonna go trampoline.
What the tramp.
Trampoline. But
oh yeah.
Get me in the water.
Like water trampoline?
No, no, no. Get me in the water in general. Water trampoline. So the natural transition,
he was combining him in this universe.
Natural transition would be to go from skateboarding to surfing, but no. I'm a super athlete. Give me sailing.
Oh.
Is that?
That's in there.
Yeah. No, I know it's in there, but I just don't know if I like that.
He's a basketball player, a skater, and a sailor.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've won gold in all three.
You know what else I think I'd also be fantastic in is high dive. They'd have to refill a little bit of the pool after I come down.
Your splash zone might be a little bigger.
Give me like me and Ryder Epson also in synchronized diving.
That would be.
I mean, we would break
there
the
should
internet.
Be a weight class in diving.
That would be divisions. Crazy.
Can you imagine?
Crazy. All right. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
That, that was a Bad Bounce podcast. I wish every tournament ended at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
It's just nice to wake up to some golf.
It is.
Got the whole day ahead of me.
Maybe we'll see you guys Tuesday.